The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ Is The Real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're confused because you're hearing the hour number two music, it's because we started at 3 o'clock because we're done at 5:30 for UT basketball. So if you miss the first hour, all available on podcastarena.com. I don't think you missed much. It was okay.
Man, I found a list of, we've been talking NBA trade deadline stuff. And, you know, we always think of these picks and it's like, picks are throwaway things for the most part. It may be smarter to trade for picks than players. Just going back the last several years, like back to 2011, there were 50 players traded at the deadline. Four of them are still on the team they were traded to. There were 16 picks traded. Two of them are still on the team that the pick was traded to. Those two picks, Kyrie Irving and Draymond Green, worked out all right.
Yeah.
2012, 28 players were traded. Two of them still on the team that they were traded to. Eight picks traded that year, two of them still on the team they were traded to, including Damian Lillard and Festus Ezeli, he's working out all right for Golden State. The 29 players traded in 2013, one of them is still on the team he was traded to. This is just 2 years ago. One, Tobias Harris. 26 players traded in 2014 at the deadline. One, Lavoie Allen, is still on the team that he was traded to. I mean, so a lot of these guys are getting traded, and then it's for a very short term deal. And remember, in the NBA, a lot of it is a salary dump.
Right.
You know, you're getting rid of an old crappy contract. But if you're actually looking for players, you actually want to improve your team. Maybe picks are the way to go.
Yeah, as long as you're not going to screw them up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing is you trust Golden State to not screw them up, right? Because they've done pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you trust everybody else? I don't know if I do.
One of those, the picks that got kept, or one of the picks that got kept was Damian Lillard. That pick was, or that trade was, the Nets gave up Mehmet Okur, Sean Williams, and that first round pick, which became Damian Lillard, to get Gerald Wallace.
Oof. Shame.
Yeah.
I don't think that worked out too well.
Yeah. Yeah, he played 85 games with the Nets and was thrown into the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce trade.
All right, let me give something away. How about we give away three seats to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45, even if you get one of these spots. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win that grand prize pack worth $2,500 plus. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Callers 10, 11, and 12. You are playing poker.
Yeah. Remember when I said the guys who were still on their team, Tobias Harris was one of the names I mentioned.
Yeah.
I was wrong. No, as of today, no longer on his team.
I see. All right. Well, there you go. I think a lot of times you get into these situations where it's not just the salary dump. Sometimes you're trying to, you're just trying to get out from underneath a guy that, that might help another team short term. But you're right. Maybe picks are the way to go. I don't trust most teams to get them right. They're just so hard to find guys like Draymond Green where they found him. And it's there are teams, the teams that are their two best right now are the teams that do that better than anybody. Yeah. Spurs and the Warriors, they find guys down there. It's kind of hard for everybody else. Anyway, I promised you a brief movie review. I watched Bridge of Spies last night, which I did not realize was actually written by the Coen brothers,
okay,
or co-written by the Coen brothers. Of all the Academy Award-nominated films I've seen so far, best one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was surprisingly good. And it was one of those that even though I knew how it turned out, because yeah, it's one of those based on history, I knew how it turned out, it's still... It reminded me of Apollo 13 a little bit. Even though you knew exactly how that ended, there was still a lot of drama into how they got there.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very well done. A little long, but very good acting, very well written. I think it's... I still don't know if it's better than Sicario, which I still think is the best movie I've seen from last year.
Yeah.
But of all the ones that were nominated that I've seen so far, I think it's the best.
Okay.
But... And it also, it's just kind of growing up after, slightly after that era, we had the same things. We were scared of nuclear weapons and stuff.
Did you ever crawl under your desk? Like, did you guys have a plan in place in case Russia bombed us?
Yes, we actually had these bomb scares in school where we had to go in the hall and cover our heads up, which I'm thinking, okay.
Yeah, like a nuclear weapon. If you cover your head or hide under your desk... Don't worry, it won't kill you.
Yeah, that's going to save everything, right? I'm going to be a pile of ashes that's all curled up instead of a pile of ashes that's standing there. But yeah, we used to have to do that as kids, and it was a very weird time, and it was a very scary time. But yeah, truth is, we fortunately those days are gone, and we don't have to worry about them. But it was kind of cool. I really like Cold War era stuff because a lot of And I know a lot of our listeners don't know anything about that. And my kids know nothing about the Cold War other than what they read in a book. And just like I didn't know anything about growing up in World War II and hearing it from my parents. So it's kind of cool to see movies like that and reminding me. There's one little part where the kid's talking about what would happen if the bomb exploded at 10,000 feet and all that and where the blast radius would be. Yeah. And that's all stuff we used to worry about, especially growing up near the refineries, because we were always told that the refineries would be a target.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah. Which, if you think about it, doesn't make a lot of sense. Why, if you're going to blow us up, why would you blow up the oil production? Because you're going to need that when you take over, right?
You would think it'd be nice to have.
Let's try a phone call. Well, let's not try a phone call. He's not there anymore. There's just a big X. He was there. But I messed it up by having people call in for the poker. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. 713-780-ESPN. But yeah, I have not watched Better Call Saul yet. It's on my list. So is Vinyl. It's probably what I'm going to do tonight. Got a couple little business things to take care of after the show, but after that, I'm probably going to
look at you.
Yeah, just trying to
making moves,
trying to build the Gal Media audiobooks empire. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing like that.
I thought maybe you were trying to find a new co-host.
No, I'm kind of stuck with you for a while anyway. I mean, I've tried that before. It doesn't work. So. Have you seen how many of the nominated movies have you seen now?
I'd have to pull up the list. I'm not sure off the top of my head. I haven't seen that one.
It didn't appeal to me.
How long is it?
It's long. It's over 2 hours.
Yeah. I don't know.
Robert says rented Bridge of Spies 2, agree, best of 2015 and best Hanks movie in 10 years. Tom Hanks was really, and I'm not a big Tom Hanks guy. I thought he was fantastic in it. And
I've seen Revenant, Mad Max, Martian, and Big Short.
That was Big Short.
Good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Brad Pitt movie, but it had Ryan Gosling. I mean, it was a lot of handsome. Mm. I wouldn't say it's anything particularly special.
Mm. Joyce, which films have you seen this year that are nominated that you didn't like or didn't think was worthy? As much as I enjoyed Mad Max, there's no way that
that's the should same have been way nominated. Mad Max was a fun movie and visually was really cool, but Best Picture, that shouldn't have been the case. This is one of those years where they should have had it back to five nominees. This is where the eight is just too many. You don't need eight nominees.
I agree. But
again, and then I say that, and they left out what I thought was the best movie that came out this year.
Yeah, I never know what they're going to do. It was kind of cool that Cuba Gooding Jr. was actually on the Academy when we talked to him and was talking about that kind of stuff. Ooh, Samuel posted a piece of the Tiffany Huding chick who's Delman Young's alleged side piece.
Yeah.
I got to say, she's about a 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on our Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean,
check this out.
And maybe it's just an unflattering photo.
I mean, who put this photo out there? Was it the main chick?
I don't know. It's just it's from Busted Coverage.
Okay.
So it's on Busted Coverage. But I mean, if you drift downward a little bit, you could see why. But
another, oh yeah, she's super juggy.
Yeah, that's it. The face though. Ugh.
Yeah, not great.
Dude, you got to be able to do better than that.
Not great at all.
No. All right. Got to tell you guys.
Oh, God. Did you look down to the bottom?
No,
I didn't. To see there's like a...
I didn't go all the way. Is there a shark?
No, there's multiple pictures of her.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get much better.
No,
and
really?
I mean, she does have huge cans, but this is not a...
Ooh. Yeah, no, I'm going to...
Look at number 7 on that list.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that on the break.
And in some of these, she appears to have a mustache. Yeah.
I don't know
if this was worth the trouble, Delman.
Could safely say I will never have a side piece with a mustache.
Well, good for you.
I mean, I have my standards.
That's a bold claim, but I you know what? I believe you'll stand by that.
No, I have my standards, and that's one. God, this... Ew. I mean, I'm going through the gallery now.
It's not pleasant.
No, it's not. It's okay. Ooh. I think I need to go throw up now. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And you heard me talk about them for quite a while. The great thing about Quick Weight Loss Center is, you know, I've been, I lost 50 pounds and been keeping it off for about a year. Well, after I ran Sunday, I ate way too much and put on a few pounds. But guess what? They got me right back on, went in today, got me right back on track and already losing it right back. And that's how they do it. It's a program for life. So when you get on it, you're going to get the weight off. It's not going to be one of those deals where you just put it right back on. They're going to help you where you go through. If you go put on a few pounds again, you're going to get it right back off. That's how it works, even after you've gone and gotten past the program. And right now, they got a great offer for you. 6 weeks for $66, all weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, drop by one of their 15 Houston-area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com. And if you're outside of Houston, over in Beaumont or whatever, they have a home program for you that'll work really well. So give them a call, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117. Come and play out with me.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Well, here's the story that kind of makes you go, all right. Colin Kaepernick is now apparently dating Nessa, who you may recall was the young lady he was dating Alden Smith.
Right.
And, of course, there was the alleged fray between the two during the season. Well, I guess we know why now, because he's definitely tapping that.
Well, there you go.
You honestly do not steal a girlfriend from a teammate.
Yeah.
That's just bad. There's plenty of them out there. What the hell?
I don't understand that. I feel like these guys have access to a lot of ladies. Is there something particularly special about that chick?
Not really.
You have pictures of her? Does she have a mustache?
No, she doesn't have a mustache. She's okay. She's attractive, but not worth stealing from a teammate.
No.
And then the teammate gets chased off, and then what happens then?
I mean, well, then his competition's gone.
Yeah, I guess so.
What happens when he gets chased off, though? Who's it passed down to?
I don't know. And Alden Smith may have a better future in the league than Colin Kaepernick does.
I would think so.
Although, you know, he had his issues, certainly. But, you know, there's very few things in life that, you know, I just think you don't do. You damn sure don't steal a teammate's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, or wife. And really, I'll even go this far. You don't take the side piece either.
I mean, if someone's side piece is going to become your main chick, I think I could see a scenario where that's okay.
Yeah, but I think if it's...
That's like taking a player off someone's practice squad.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
And moving her up to the big leagues. That's,
I'll give you that. That's probably fair.
You know, you've got to give these chicks a chance to make it in the big time, right? And if she's performing well enough on someone's practice squad, you get the if another team sees the value, they get the call up. I think that's acceptable. But I think poaching someone's number one, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, if you're if it's on somebody on another team, a rival team, absolutely,
of course,
right?
Yeah,
because that'll help you get in their head.
Like if. I mean, just for instance, if Andrew Luck could somehow bang J.J. Watt's girlfriend, imagine the distress that would cause. No. A, because Andrew Luck is hideous. And B, I mean, he's going to have to face him. That's if you can pull something like that off, good for you. But on your own team, no, there's got to be strict lines drawn.
Yeah, well, apparently those lines were crossed, and now they're off riding into the sunset together.
Nick says that chick goes to Gabbert next. She may want to move on to another team.
Yeah. There's not much left there that's worth having, right?
Oh, well.
And goodness, what do they have left?
49ers, you may want to just go across the bay to Oakland and find something there. They're a better team.
You know who's across the bay there?
Who?
Alden Smith.
That's true.
She could always go back to him.
I don't know if he wants her now. I think that he... And now that may be off limits to the Oakland clubhouse because Alden Smith may be like, you know, this would really bother me if one of you guys were dating her.
Well, yeah, because you started a fight with the guy over before.
Did you happen to see this clip of Ronda Rousey was on Ellen today?
Really?
And she started talking about her loss, and she started crying in the middle of this interview. She talked about the loss itself, and she talked about how the first punch of the fight, like the first exchange of the fight where she got knocked down and hopped right back up, basically it knocked her out, and she doesn't remember most of the fight. She had no depth perception. She was basically, she said, my brain wasn't working right. And then she talks about after the loss, she wasn't so worried about the physical damage, but she said, honestly, my thought, I was in the medical room down in the corner. I was like, what am I anymore if I'm not this? And of course, pretend I'm Ronda Rousey crying. And I was literally sitting there thinking about killing myself in that exact second. I'm like, I'm nothing. What do I do anymore? And no one gives a bleep about me anymore without this. To be honest, I looked up and saw my man Travis was standing there, and I was looking at him, and I was like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive. That's pretty heavy stuff, first of all. And this is what I always said about Ronda. I want to see how she deals with adversity. It's clearly not that well.
No.
And some of these people who have not faced it in their lives, when it finally comes, it becomes an ugly thing. And it seems like maybe, you know, she's out of the worst depths of it. But boy, to get that down when you lose a fight, that ain't great.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
In the corner, and I was like, "What am I anymore if I'm not this?" And I was literally sitting there and like thinking about killing myself. And that exact second, I'm like, "I'm nothing." I'm like, "What do I do anymore?" And no one gives a shit about me anymore without this. And to be honest, I looked up and I saw my man, Travis, was standing there, and I was looking up at him, and I was just like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive.
How many likes did you throw in there?
I'm going to put the over-under at 4.5.
Let's play that clip one more time, John. And I'm going to go over on likes.
4.5 is the number.
All right.
Give it a second.
Oh, okay. Come on, John.
Down in the corner, I was sitting in the corner, and I was like, what am I anymore if I'm not this? And I was literally sitting there and like thinking about killing myself. And that exact second, I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm like, what do I do anymore? And no one gives a shit about me anymore without this. And then, to be honest, I looked up and I saw my man, Travis, was standing there, and I was looking up at him, and I was just like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive.
5. She barely went over.
She hit the over, though. I knew it.
That was a good number, though, 4.5.
That was solid handicapping.
For having listened to it once and just throwing that out there. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. That's one of those words that it's more... It's going to sound sexist, but I hear women say that a lot more than I do guys.
It's a little bit different to feel that way after you lose a fight. I would imagine it's worse in horse racing where, you know, you might actually die. You know, that's a worse fate. You know, they may kill you if you're a horse and you lose your race. And this, it's a loss. You move on, you'll get back.
Well, it's not... As if she has nothing else. I mean, she's doing movies.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah, she's doing photo shoots. Yeah, I think she's maybe overreacting just a hair. Just a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Hey, let's give away 3 more seats to Thursday's poker tournament. Where did I put that? There it is. Okay. Got to do a better job here.
I have not... committed to who's going to win that fight, the Kimbo Slice Dada 5000 fight.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to tell with those guys. You know, they're street fighting guys. It's not, these aren't guys who came up in the MMA world. But having seen Kimbo fight a couple times, I just saw Bellator is doing open workouts today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw Dada 5000 hitting pads. My buddy sent a video he took of Dada 5000 doing warm-ups. Kimbo Slice is going to kill that dude.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy does not look like he is an MMA fighter. He's in trouble.
Mm.
So I hope this is worth it. This little your 15 seconds of fame, I hope it's worth it. This guy is not good.
All right, callers 10, 11, and 12, you're going to win a seat in the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday, February 18th at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45, however. Top 25 in the qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack worth over $2,500. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. So you're going to go out there, huh? Watch fights?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Okay. Which one are you more excited about?
Which fight?
Yeah.
I'm excited. More excited to see Hoyce Gracie fight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one I'm intrigued by. Because I don't know what he's going to be. It's been so long since we've seen him in the ring.
And the last time we saw him, he was fighting against one of the best guys in the world. He fought Matt Hughes while Matt Hughes was in his prime. That was not a great matchup for him. He looked like crap, obviously, but... That's against one of the best in the world at the time. Ken Shamrock at this age is not one of the best in the world.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Vistaprint. And if you've got a business or you've got a club or you get something where you need business cards or you just want business cards so you can, you know, show off something you're working on, guess what? They're going to give you a great deal, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter my promo code FRED at checkout. It's a great for small business owners. Because they offer all kinds of products for you. Business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, anything for your home and office that you need. And it's quick. It's easy. I've used this website several times for a lot of my other businesses. And I'm telling you, it's very easy to use, very user-friendly. And you can it's so simple to personalize your business cards and your other marketing materials on the website. You can upload your logo to any one of their designs, or you can upload your own design. And it's just like that. Very easy to do. They guarantee you're going to love your products every time. or they will make it right. I love Vistaprint. I want you to try them. So Vistaprint has a special offer for the Blitzers. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Just use the code FRED at checkout. That's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the price. 500 business cards for $9.99. To redeem this offer and get those 500 custom business cards, visit Vistaprint.com. Design your custom business cards. Enter my code FRED at checkout. That's code FRED. This is an exciting offer for a great product, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Aren't we supposed to have a guest here? What the heck happened there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, so that wasn't, it's not Jerome's fault. I see. All right. Well, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out this rule change that John was talking about, but it's kind of...
Apparently, the deal is that you can't... When there's free throw attempts, a lot of these guys are jumping onto guys' backs who are waiting for a rebound just to intentionally foul. You can't do that anymore now.
Okay.
Because now it's going to be a flagrant.
All right. So our next guest, Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon, would never jump on anyone's back to
I don't know if that's true. I think he might.
I don't know.
He seems like a back jumper.
I don't think you would do that, Jerome.
Back jumping is definitely against the rules. But so is intentional fouling. They allow that in the NBA, so you never know.
What do you think the Rockets are looking to do right now? I mean, obviously, Dwight Howard is in play, but what do you think they're hoping to get back, and what's realistic about what they could expect to get back at this point?
That's the thing. They don't know what they hope to get back. They're desperate. I mean, Daryl Morey has told me many times he had no plans of being actively involved in trades at the trade deadline this year. I mean, they didn't do much in the offseason. They're like, hey, our team is pretty solid. You know, they was third best record in the league last year. Dwight only played half the games last year. So you're like, hey, there's not a whole lot you need to do to this team. You know, you may need to tweak. You see how it falls out through the first half of the year. And, you know, you figure you can compete. Well, turns out two teams are having historic starts to the year and Golden State and San Antonio, and the Rockets have just fallen off the map. So this wasn't something that he's been planning, so it's hard to even tell what he can try to come up with in this situation, and there's not a whole hell of a lot out there, to be honest.
It really is strange that a year ago they're rolling along, they're 10 games better than they are right now, and they go to the conference finals. And how fast did this change where they go from that to firing a coach to maybe trading Dwight Howard and having absolutely no shot at winning this year? I mean, it's kind of amazing to me that it's happened this fast.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And I mean, and I really thought, you know, that firing McHale was stupid. But I also thought, well, there's no way we'd be able to prove it. You know, we won't know how bad a move it is because, you know, if they figure it out, you know, the team will be saying what a great job Bickerstaff is doing. If they didn't, you know, and, you know, you just, there's no way to know. But now I think it's pretty obvious firing McHale was the wrong move because there's no doubt in my mind they wouldn't be the ninth team in the Western Conference right now if McHale was still there. I mean, so you start your panic mode by firing the coach. Now the players are playing panicky and on and so forth and so on. It's a good year to be bad. Or to not be really good, because even really good teams, nobody's even talking about Oklahoma City, which is, you know, off to a really good start. But the Warriors and Spurs are so darn good that Oklahoma City, people don't think they have a shot.
Right.
And so it's one of those years that you couldn't have predicted it, and you certainly couldn't predict they'd fall off this fast. The question is, I don't really see, other than riding it out and hoping that this was just a glitch, I don't know if you're going to be able to make a move to get better this year or next year, really, to be honest. It's an odd situation. It's not like you're going to trade for Carmelo Anthony and get better, you know?
I'm kind of curious, do you think there were any discussions at all that, okay, the Bickerstaff thing's not working out, there's some pretty good coaches sitting out there, maybe get a jump on them right now and make the move at the All-Star break when you have time to come, have a guy come in and start making some changes? Was there any thought of that at all for the Rockets, or are they basically just like, no, we're sticking with this guy to the end of the year?
I'm pretty sure the Bickerstaff will not be the coach next year, so they would be morons if they didn't consider doing something already. And so my assumption is, since they're not morons and Bickerstaff won't be here, that Scottie Brooks and Tom Thibodeau are guys that Morey isn't sure he wants to be around his team, or those guys are pretty darn sure they don't want to be around this team. You had to have considered it. You had to have made a move. And don't get me started on the rumors of those guys being part of discussions before Mikal was even fired.
Well, let me ask you another one then. How safe is Daryl Morey here? At some point, does any of this come back on him?
He's a guy. He's a guy that clearly is in control, and Les Alexander believes in him still. Now, he's finally got some marks against him now, and this is a pretty strong mark, because you made Les Alexander eat, you know, a huge amount of money from Kevin Mikal. I mean, and you don't make that move 11 games in unless you figured right now your team would bounce back and you'd be third or fourth in the Western Conference, and people will be talking about, well, that's a team you don't want to play in the playoffs. That's a team that, you know, could surprise you. But they're not doing that. So I can really see it being a tough conversation that Morey will go in to Les. And that's the thing. They can't trade Dwight and just try to fall off and try to get back through the lottery or something, because that's not Les Alexander's way of doing things. That's why it's taken this long to get there. They've always wanted to be a team in contention. And Les told me specifically before this season started, this is by far the best team we've had since Olajuwon, since the championship. So you know he's pissed right now.
Looking around the league, does it make sense for the Clippers to move a guy like Blake Griffin? I mean, that's another big name that's obviously, things aren't going well out there for him right now, but is that a move they should be made? Do you expect any of these big names to go anywhere either? Because we always hear all this bluster and then nothing really happens.
Yeah, usually nothing happens, but I'm expecting things to happen this year. And part of it is, like I said earlier, because of what San Antonio and Golden State are doing, you know, you can't just sit there and do nothing. You've got to get into the mix and try to prove yourself. So, yeah.
Uh-oh. I think
he died.
No, I think I can hear him now. Yep. You there, Jerome?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We lost you for a second.
I definitely expect something to happen with a name like that. And Blake didn't do himself any favors by going around punching out the Cowboy.
Yeah.
But and he's a guy who's got contract issues coming up, et cetera. And the Clippers are winning without him. But maybe the first domino, or the biggest domino that would be the one that could fall, would be Carmelo Anthony. And Carmelo Anthony is just happy sitting in New York, because that's where he wants to be. So he doesn't care if he wins or not.
Well, let me ask you one more big player that has been rumored, and that's Kevin Love. And Kevin Love happens to play, all the talk is obviously, and rightfully so, about Golden State and San Antonio, but you could argue the third best team in the league is in Cleveland. How often do you see a team that's in Cleveland's situation, which is they're clearly the best team in the East, probably headed to the NBA Finals, looking to move a guy like Kevin Love? It just seems like that never happens.
It just doesn't happen, but that's the thing. That's these guys. It's what Spurs and Warriors are doing is having a ripple effect throughout the league. I mean, the Cavaliers aren't sitting there thinking, you know, once we get into the finals, anything can happen, because they know once they get into the finals, what's going to happen. They might stretch it to six games if they're lucky, and that, you know, obviously you got to play the game, so they could be wrong about that, but that's what they believe in their heart, so they know they have to get better. That's how ridiculous it is. If the Spurs and Warriors were playing just normal basketball, then the Cavaliers wouldn't be going out of their way. The Cavaliers convinced themselves last year, oh, we were injured, that's why we couldn't compete with Golden State. They know now that that's not the case. And you would think, and especially with the salary cap going to shoot up for everybody here real soon, that's a team that would be interested in a Dwight Howard. Because all of a sudden, you add a Howard to that team, you add a defensive presence. And it's funny, you describe Love as a big-time player. He doesn't come across as a big-time player once he got in a situation where you're like, okay, let me see what you have. And now we see he's a fairly limited guy and a fairly limited player. Clearly, you want him on a team, on many teams. The Cavaliers aren't better with him, you know, and they aren't that much worse off without him. They need to do something. It's just, what can you do? There aren't that many good players out there that are going to make you good enough to beat the Warriors.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jerome Solomon. Joins us every week. Jerome, appreciate the time, my friend, and don't jump on anybody's backs, okay?
All right, fellas. Later.
See you. Jerome Solomon. All right. When we come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. I've also got some Bellator tickets to give away, and I have three more spots for the poker tournament to give away, which could happen next segment. It could happen next hour.
It's a sneak attack.
Yeah. You're never going to know until it happens.
All right, guys. Going to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. If you find yourself in trouble for a DWI, you know, you could go with any old lawyer that you find in the phone book. I don't think that's a wise decision. DWI can cost you a lot in the long term, a lot more than just money. You could lose your car, you could lose your license, you could lose your job because of it. So you got to take the accusal of DUI seriously. So if you've been accused of DUI, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed one of these tests that the police gave you, because there are guys like attorney Gary Trichter out there who specialize in fighting these accusations and the faulty science behind them with these tests. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. And what that means is he's experienced in dealing with these accusations in a trial scenario. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, as we get into that season pretty shortly, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN. ESPN 97.5.
You've been
live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Play poker with us. We're qualifying players each Thursday to play in the finals. The winner takes us all in the finals, gets the prize pack, including a 55-inch LED HD TV, a sports ticker from FantasySportsTickers.com, a whiskey aging barrel from Deep South Barrels, a box of cigars, courtesy of my friends at Sirius Cigars, and $1,000 to Zadok Jewelers. Listen to the Blitz to win a secured seat or come out to Dave & Buster's to register. You know what? Let's give away three more seats. Callers 13, 14, and 15. You're playing Thursday. Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. The top 25 win a seat in the final round. Get a chance to win the prize pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. All right. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this is a fairly disgusting Gem of the Day. So, well, I'm disgusted by it. because I think there's certain people that should not be doing certain things when you get to a certain stage in life. Like when you're a man and you turn 85 years old. According to a study, over 25% of men over 85 had sex in the last year.
Really?
Yes. Interestingly enough, only 10% of the women did. Now, apparently that's because...
These old dudes love that young...
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're 85, you're still going gray at 65, right?
Yeah.
So, well, part of it is that women are outliving us, so they have fewer options.
Okay.
And, yeah, if I make it to 85 and I can still do that, it ain't going to be with an 80-year-old. I'm definitely going younger.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something I'd be really into.
I mean, for one thing, I'm not lasting that long, but if I did, I mean, I'm not, aren't you going to break a hip at that point?
Yeah, you could.
Not just yours,
but
theirs. That
could be the end of you.
Yeah. But it said more than a quarter of men over the age of 85 had sex in the past year. However, just 10% of women did. Women find it increasingly difficult to find love as they age because they live longer than men and outnumber them.
And plus, they look like crap.
Well, yeah, there's that
dudes,
too.
Dudes get handsome when they're older.
Some guys do. Yeah.
Like I still am holding on to hope that eventually I'm going to look like George Clooney as I get older. And then on the other hand, I could end up looking like you, and then what am I going to do?
Yeah. Just pay for it. More than 30% of men aged 76 to 80 said they thought about sex at least once a week, compared to just 7% of women. That's pretty much every age group there. But while older men were more than twice as likely to think about sex than women, those females who did think about intercourse regularly were more likely to engage in sexual activity, regardless of ill health. So, okay, first off, that's...
Does that mean regardless if they have, like, if syphilis or AIDS or something?
Or
still
broken
go for
hip
it?
Or... Oh, okay. Yeah. Or dust. I mean, whatever. Anyway, the report explored the intimate lives of people over 60, basically. It found that 60% of men age 65 and 30% of women engaged in sexual activity the past year at 65. Okay, that seems like a normal number. And 65 is still okay.
Yeah.
But I guess there's just certain images I don't want. And 85-year-olds having sex is probably something I don't need to know about.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't need a study to tell me about it, but it still is out of Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Enoch Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Jared says, I'm a Q physical rehab nurse. All my old man patients say they want to get better to get back to action. # a ton of them. Okay. I mean, at least there's something for them to look forward to.
I guess so. I mean, as long as you've got a goal, you know, you work towards your goal, right?
I suppose. I don't know. I don't worry too much about this. I'm not going to last that long. Gab says nursing homes have super high STD rates. # fun fact. # ew. Disco Biscuit says the same thing. It's actually a pretty rough deal in nursing homes, unprotected sex. She's not kidding.
Yeah, where are they going to get condoms from? They need to start doing it like high schools and having like a fishbowl of condoms in the nurse's office.
God, I'm just disgusted by this whole thing. Why did I bring this to the show? I blame myself for this.
Isn't it grosser to think about a young person having sex with a really old?
Little bit, yeah.
That's worse than two olds doing it.
Yeah, but I mean...
Because like when it's two olds, you just imagine it's like... kind of slothy, you know, old people sex. But like when one is young, you imagine that it's more
somebody's
active.
Getting busy while the other one's getting a broken hip.
Right. And God forbid the man is the young one, you know, and he's like into grannies.
Oh, well, that does happen.
It happens a lot.
Half the time when we have your dumbass report is something like that. It's once you go gray. I don't know, man.
It's not for me.
You can't stay away.
He weighed in awful quickly on that.
Look at Jong. That's the only thing he said all day.
No.
Is it?
No, welcome to the show, by the way.
No, you also said, do you want to hear it on the Ronda Rousey audio?
Oh, there you go.
That was it.
It's an economy of words today for Jong.
Yeah, Jong's, he's making them count.
Well, welcome to the show, Jong. Appreciate that. Appreciate you weighing in. All right, right now, man, why do I always have these when... It's my fault. I started the conversation. I apologize for that. But if you've got an extra vehicle sitting around in your yard, maybe in your garage, something that maybe it's not running, maybe you thought about getting it fixed up, maybe you were going to do some work to it, and maybe you just left it alone because there was no point in trying to fix it. Well, you know what you can do with that? You can donate it to my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids. They'll come tow it free of charge. They'll fill out all the paperwork for you, and your donation is tax deductible. And on top of that, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell me you heard about it on the Blitz. The cool thing is, here's what they do with your donation. The Houston Can Academies take in kids that have dropped out of other schools for a variety of reasons. Some of them were bullied. Some had to get jobs. Some might have gotten pregnant. Well, they go to Houston Can Academies, and they work around all that. And they give them the tools they need to succeed, and they're graduating great, great kids who are going on to do terrific things. So just by donating that vehicle you're not using anymore, you can help change a kid's life. And sometimes these kids need glasses. Sometimes they even feed them. That's where the donation goes, and you can be the person who does that, who does a great thing for somebody simply by getting rid of something you're not using anymore. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.